If you've got 90 minutes, I've got a podcast you could listen to. This is Hypnagogue Podcast 378.
Thank you.
Well, that seems like the place where we ought to pull up and just kind of take a breath and gather our bearings. In case you, if you've been here before, you know this. In case you've never been here before, what happens here on the show is that we follow the flow. I don't pre-plan these things. I just kind of go with whatever sounds like it wants to be the next thing, and we kind of catch waves sometimes. And in this instance, that wave was a little on the dark side. It happens. It's not all bright, shiny, new age music here at the Hypnagogue Podcast. Sometimes we dwell in the shadows, and we like it that way. And you like it that way because obviously you're still here. So if you're hearing me, you didn't go, what the fuck is he doing? And just and move on to somewhere else. No, no, my friend, you stuck it out, and you've made it here to the halfway point. Good job. Let's talk about the stuff that we've been listening to. We started off with a single release, actually, from Howard Givens and Madhavi Devi called The Celestial Expanse. After that, The Adelaidean with Sodium Lights in Sequence, Highway Homeward Bound. That's the whole title. And that was from the album Eternal Is. After that, The Phonometrician with Death is a Woman from Kosta Bauer, which is a Gaelic folktale, The Silent Coach, The Death Coach. The whole album, Kosta Bauer, is based on that folktale. What a shiny, happy theme, but it's a really good album, very dark. After that was Neith. You have to take my word for it that it's pronounced Neith, because when you see it on the playlist, it's not just written Neith, it's other letters, it's other alphabets. And that track was called Rot, which is root, in, I believe, Swedish. And I'm not even going to try to tell you what the title of the album is, because it's in runes, and the press release didn't say what the title was. I know that it's a collection of tracks from Neith that were brought together for this album. So if you like that, you like that darkness, go check that out. The link is at the playlist. As always, we finished up with Odd New with Ice Covered from My Own Island. Okay, so a little cleansing breath here. Everybody in through the nose, out through the mouth. Okay, there we go. And now we can kind of shift gears. Let's see where we go. I don't know where we're going to go. I'm kind of going to spin the wheel. Maybe I'll shuffle and see what comes up. And we're going to take off in a different direction, though. So Let's keep the music going. Hypnagogue 378 continues just like this. Thank you.
Thank you.
The time has come, the podcast host said, to talk of many things. Well, seven things, actually, and that would be the seven tracks that you listen to in this second set here on Hypnagogue Podcast number 378. I hope you enjoyed the ride. It started with Massimo Disepoli and a temporary answer from the album An Unusual Way to Disappear. After that, moss-covered technology from Brick and Air with Brick and Air 6. That is the closing track off that lovely album. Letna gave us the title track from their release Starigrad. Fossil Hunting Collective after that, with a track name that I will now mispronounce for your listening pleasure. Melitus Propolis? Sure. And that comes from the Cyanotype release. Prusky after that with Moment 8. That is the last track from Moments of Immersion. Ambient guitarist Rob Bird gave us Holgate View from his latest What the Ocean is Like at Night. And we finished off with a little bit more guitar from Yellow 6. That was All at Sea from A Change in the Weather. And that is how we finish off your 90-minute sonic voyage. Well, as always, I do thank you for taking the time to download and listen, and I hope you will do exactly that again in 2 weeks when I'm back with more great music. I'm clearing out the holding tanks little by little, and then I can get around to unloading the stuff that's sitting in my download folder. It's a good problem to have. I just hate getting so far behind on stuff. And there's stuff in my inbox that I haven't even touched yet, but we will get there. Because I'm going to keep doing the thing. I got nothing better to do. I will have nothing better to do 2 weeks from now, so I hope that you will be here. And until that time, my lovely friends, I bid you all peace and power.